Hello, dear ones. These next two episodes I'm releasing are meant to be sweet, meant to be a balm for the soul, and meant to wrap up this year with a dose of magic. It's been a challenging year for many, and so I really did want to finish the year with a reminder that even in the simplest moments of our lives, if our eyes are open, our hearts are open, we can see miracles. This episode, I'm introducing you to Erica D. Arcangelo, who tells a story of family, resilience, proud and unstoppable ancestors, pizza, and the mafia. I mean, we really brought a lot into the discussion this week that I normally don't get to talk about. But at its heart, this conversation is about what community looks like, what love looks like, and what kind of magic an immigrant family can weave in their cities and their towns. With discussion around immigration heating up and a new president coming in, I think it all behooves us to recognize what it looks like to welcome the stranger and how those strangers, those immigrants, can create great beauty and great food in the places where they land. Erica is an author, an entrepreneur, a marketing expert, but mostly she's Italian and comes from a long line of people who refused to give up. So now, without further ado, here's my conversation with Erica D. Arcangelo.
And so my great-grandfather was building a house by hand with my grandfather and with his siblings. And they came there to like collect, I guess, dues. And so my great-grandfather went to the house and he got a gun and he came back out and he was like, get off my property. And they never came back. And this was a story that my grandfather had told my dad and my dad told me. And so I put it in the books. I thought like it was so interesting, but like my great-grandfather and even my grandfather, like they were just like tough as nails.
Are there any other stories you'd like to share? I'm here for whatever.
Okay. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Oh yeah, I do have a good one. Okay. So it's one of the stories in the book. And so back when the coal mines were open, there was actually like a lot of Italians that immigrated to Wimber, and there ended up being an Italian mafia. Interestingly enough. And so my great-grandfather was building a house by hand with my grandfather and with his siblings. And they came there to like collect, I guess, dues. And so my great-grandfather went to the house and he got a gun and he came back out and he was like, get off my property. And they never came back. And this was a story that my grandfather had told my dad and my dad told me. And so I put it in the books. I thought like it was so interesting, but like my great-grandfather and even my grandfather, like they were just like tough as nails.
Okay, what? I can't even imagine saying no to the mafia.
Oh yeah, no, he said, get off my property. And he had a gun and he brought it out and they left and they never came back.
Okay, that's crazy. What?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, okay. There were some angels over the house that day. That's what I have to say.
Yeah. I was shocked when my dad told me that. We were like laughing, but if you would have known, like I never knew my great-grandfather, but my grandfather was like tough as nails. Like he was just tough. So then just to think like my great-grandfather and they had four boys and like he was probably tougher than my grandfather even was.
Wow. Well, what an incredible model for your grandfather, you know, seeing his great-grandfather stand up against bullies, these people yeah. trying to control other people's lives. We need more people like your great-grandfather in this world too.
Yeah, really?
Just saying.
Yeah. Yeah, he was an interesting character because he was very tough, but like underneath it, he was also like he loved his family. But he had sort of also a dark side. And I think he just went through a lot of maybe trauma. I think today we call it trauma, but he had a tough life.
Yeah. I mean,
my grandfather, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, it sounds like it. I mean, I can't even imagine like having to leave your homeland to go to a totally foreign place and then rebuild your life.
Yeah, not speaking the language, having no money, having four kids and a wife. I mean, I couldn't imagine.
I would turn into a puddle and maybe go cry in the corner for like a year.
Yeah, that it would be a tough initial tough, like an ice bath.
But he did it. He did it and he made it through and he chased off the mafia.
Oh, yeah, he did. And I mean, they built a house. That's one of the other stories in there is they actually like, you know, they came from nothing and they ended up saving the money, built a house. My grandfather saved money. He bought the building. He remodeled the building. He, you know, put up the rental units. He started the pizzeria and it was just like just hard work, you know, just never, ever quit.
Yeah, I was going to say he never gave up. It's like he just knew there was going to be something better and he never gave up.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And again, I mean, he could have just been like, okay, I'm done. You know, I work in the coal mines. I'm not going to do anything else. But he had a greater purpose.
Yeah. I love that. Thank you. I find that to be like magical and miraculous too. Like just knowing that you have a greater purpose that can get you through anything in this life. Just having this deep sense that there is something out there greater for you can kind of help you get through anything.
Yeah. Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, I will say just, you know, in my own story, I was a single parent and I had a three-year-old. And so it was like, that's when I first started my marketing business. And I just thought, you know what? I can do this. I'm gonna be able to raise this child. And she just started college in the fall. So it all worked out, but there definitely were times where it just wasn't easy.
Oh yeah. But you come from this lineage that's tough as nails. I mean, I think we can all say like, you're kind of unstoppable just by virtue of your lineage.
Yeah. Don't give up.
Amazing.
Yeah, I don't have it in me. I can't do it.
All right, everyone. Thanks for listening to the very last episode of 2024. And I hope my conversation with Erica D. Archangelo warmed your hearts and reminded you that we can use our ancestors' strengths to forge brave and bright new lives for ourselves. I need to thank Erica for being a guest on the podcast. And if you do want to find out a little bit more about this incredible human being, please do click on the link in the episode show notes. You can travel on over to her website and discover more about the book that she's written, about her family, and about that delicious food called pizza. Please do remember that ratings and reviews are where it's at, and those ratings and those reviews help other people find us. So wherever you listen, please consider clicking on 5 stars or leaving a little review just to help us over here know that we're doing a good job. It's been a wild and woolly year for so many this year, but please do know I am not going to ever stop this podcast. I mean, I shouldn't say not ever, but I am planning on continuing it for several years, so fear not. Episodes of magic, episodes of miracles, reminders that this world is a beautiful place will continue to be forthcoming. And how do I end my podcast? And how do I end this year? Like this. Thank you for listening. And here's my one request. Be like Erica. Honor your ancestors. I mean, we've all come from somewhere and we all carry the attributes of those who've come before us.
So what were their strengths? What were their weaknesses? What did they struggle with? How did they triumph? You can brew all of this up in a magical mystery elixir and just consider where you've come from. Consider the stories your family holds. And you can just mix that brew up, add a little bit of sparkling gold dust, and then there's you. And you can use this magical brew. You can use this miraculous heritage from your ancestors to help yourself go out and make this magical world an even more beautiful and spectacular place for all of us to live. Happy New Year, everybody, and I'll see you next week on the flip side. And until then, I hope these last few days of 2024 are filled with good friends, delicious food, including pizza. I mean, let's just say it, including pizza, and reminders that life is indeed very, very good.